How are you all this morning? You look a little depressed. Tired. Everybody's tired. Can you guys stand up? There is the best story in the Bible today, and we have to tell all these other people who are here who don't know anything about this story, all about the story. Are you ready? One day, this is my favorite story. The disciples were in a... You are the disciples. Come, get in your boat. How else can we tell these people this story? You can be in the front. You're in the back. You're the captain. Be seated. Be seated. And everybody on the boat, is there room there? Everybody, if you sit facing that way, because boats go forward in this church, if you can move, you can sit right there. You can sit right there. You're fabulous. You can go right there. Can you put your legs on either side? Perfect, just like riding a horse. Everybody, this is like a really crowded church. Everybody take half a scoot forward. Help me. Okay, you're right here, pal. You're in the back. You're the caboose. One day, the disciples were all in a boat. Jesus, as usual, had gone off by himself and said to them, "You guys, go over to the other side." And do you remember what happened in the story? They were rowing the boat. Can you row the boat? Scooch a little as you row the boat.
Come on, guys.
All together.
Come on, otherwise I'm
going to drown. One, two, scooch. You guys are terrible at this. Wait a second. I know what we need. I bet they had a sail. What do you think?
Probably.
Of course they did. And so... the disciples took the sail and they put the sail up. And the coxswain, whose name was Sam, held on to the sail. And the sub-coxswain helped her from behind. All right, you got to hold... Don't nail the storyteller. But what happened on that day? They were rowing. Everybody rowing. Boom, boom. Jesus is off having a latte. The wind starts to blow. And the waves started to go back and forth. And all of a sudden, the waves were pouring out over the people in the boat. And everyone was afraid.
I'm drowning.
Could I have some fear here? There they were. They were thought everyone was going to die. And then all of a sudden, Jesus appeared out on the water. The waves were still moving. The wind was still blowing. By the way, that is not what waves sound like. The wind goes, the waves go back and forth. And all of a sudden, Jesus said, where was Jesus?
Behind us.
Walking on the water. Can you believe it?
I'm drowning.
Jesus was walking on water. It's a very realistic story. Jesus was walking on the water and he said, "Do not be afraid." What do you think the disciples said?
"We are afraid."
Thank you. Because the wind was still blowing and the waves were still moving. But Jesus said, "Do not be afraid." And then he called out Peter. You're not Peter? You look amazingly like Peter. And he said to Peter, who was standing over here at the time, he said, "Peter, come out." Peter said, "Is that you, Jesus?" And Jesus said,
"Yes."
And he said, "Come and walk on the water with me." But what happened?
You fell and drowned.
So,
almost drowned.
You almost drowned. You fell into the water. Fall into the water. And what did Jesus do? I'll take your book. Did Jesus just go, "Whoops, 11?
Yeah.
Did he say, "Whoops, I guess I only needed 11 disciples"?
Yeah, totally. head.
No, he reached down and he grabbed his hand.
Okay, whatever.
There you go. And what did he do? He put him in the boat. And then you know what happened? All the disciples scooched a little bit on either side, and Jesus got in the boat with them.
Doesn't it seem sort of weird that not the disciples can swim?
You live in Hawaii, you know why this happens. And the captain of the boat said, "We're going to need a bigger boat."
And then we all drowned.
So all of a sudden, oh, sorry, we lost. Bartholomew is a constant problem throughout the Gospels. In this story, everyone seems to be afraid, but it's Jesus who not only calms the storm, but reaches out and grabs Peter. He grabs all of them so that they know who God is. And everyone in the boat suddenly knows that Jesus is Lord. No matter what the dangers are in our life, one of the beautiful things is that God always reaches out and grabs us. No matter if the winds are blowing, the winds are and the waves are moving, God is always there. Thank you for telling such a good story. You are good boat people. Thank you. If you can help me put the props back, that would be great. Good job, everybody.